The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
In Jesus' name. Let's give God a big clap for our instrumentalists. The Lord will honor you and bless you. Prophets of dedication to God. I started tonight or last night with insights to uncommon elevation. And I spoke to you extensively that one major thing that brings you into uncommon elevation is called dedication. Dedication is not done for free. Just as if you work in any establishment, it's not for free. Working for God is not something you are doing and then it's a free thing. No. God is not a taskmaster. Your love for God will pay off for you. Your love for God will pay off. It's not something that is just for free. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58 explains that to us. You must realize, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and tell him or her, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your work in the house of the Lord is not in vain. You must realize that everything you do or you are doing in God's house is not for free. There are blessings attached, which we call profits. You will not suffer losses again. And tonight, in the last segment of this meeting, I will be showing you 8 profits of being dedicated to God. 8 things that are sure that must come to your life if you are dedicated to God. Number one profit of dedication to God is strength. The Lord always strengthens the dedicated. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. If you wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. For they that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. Strength is always a major profit. It's a major benefit of serving God. If you serve him truly and you are dedicated to him truly, no matter how weak you are today, by tomorrow you'll be strong. There are some of you came here today weak. It's as if you should not come. The weather was somehow that, it's going to rain. Don't let me come. But you still made sure you came. You are going back with strength. I said you are going back with strength. Everyone that is dedicated to God is very, very strong. They live in strength. Joseph died at 110. He became a prime minister at 30 years. He lived in strength from that 30 years. He was in the palace strong. 80 years of service. Strong. Abraham died at 175 years. He became more dedicated to God at 75 years when God called him. And from 75 years to 175 years, 100 years, he was strong. Everybody dedicated to God walks in supernatural strength. And somebody here today, as your days are, so shall your strength be. As you grow older, you'll be getting stronger. I say, as you grow older, you will be getting stronger. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number two, profit of education is wealth. Somebody say wealth. Everybody dedicated to God, even if the person is poor today, mark it, the person will soon be rich. The person will soon be super wealthy. Every dedicated person in the Bible were very, very wealthy. Very, very wealthy. From Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. Very, very to wealthy to the extent that the wealth provoked envy. The enemies began to envy them. Very soon, your neighbors, they will begin to envy you. Your brothers and sisters will begin to envy you. Let me hear your loudest amen. In Job 22, verse 23 and 25. Job 22, verse 23 and 25. The Bible is speaking there, explaining to us that, see, if thou will return to the Almighty, that is, if you will be dedicated to me, if you will make sure that your life is for me, if you return to the Almighty, thou shall be built up. You will be built up. Are you sleeping? I say, are you sleeping? It's too early to sleep, or it's just 3 a.m. in the morning. If thou shalt return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust. Gold shall be like dust. Gold will be like sand to you. You will have so much gold that it will be as if it will be, look as if the gold you have is more than the sand on the ground. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ephah as the stones of brooks. That is, you will be so rich and wealthy beyond human comprehension and beyond human imagination. Listen to me, don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anybody tell you that poverty is for Christians. It's a lie. Bible says in Psalms 35 verse 27, Psalms 35 verse 27, that he delights in the prosperity of his servants. God loves us to be prosperous. He is happy when you are prosperous. God is delighted when things are working for you. His happiness is that things are working in your favor. As I got back this evening, I called one of my children. I said, why are you frowning? What's wrong with you? Do you need something? Is there something that you want? He said, nothing. Okay, why are you? No, he said, I just woke up. I said, cheer up. Why are you? Is there something you need? That's the way God works. God does not want us to be sad at all. He wants us to be super blessed. And you'll be super blessed. I said, you'll be super blessed. I want to show you the life of one man. Is not somebody we preach about normally. To prove to you that the apostles and the disciples of Jesus were very rich. His name is called Joseph of Arimathea. In Matthew 27 verse 57. This was the person that went to secure the body of Jesus. The Bible says he was a disciple of Jesus and he was very rich. And when the evil was come, there came a rich man. Some new, brand new rich people shall be produced from this meeting tonight. Some brand new rich people shall be produced from this meeting tonight. See, poverty. In fact, I read it in the Bible today. He said, when you are poor, it's like a reproach. It's a reproach. Because people that shouldn't talk to you, abuse you, will abuse you. Especially in Nigeria. How many of you believe that? In Nigeria, they will almost want to use their leg to step your head. So you don't have anything. And when the evil was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. This man was super blessed, yet he was a disciple of Jesus. This man was super prosperous, yet he could identify with Jesus. He was the one that went up to the governor and demanded for the body of Jesus. And you know, when rich people and rich people meet, when two rich people meet, there's a way they communicate. You are rich, I'm rich. I want something from you, you want something from me someday. Hello? Hello? I hope I'm not talking to local learning people. Praise the Lord. I want your mentality to change because something will come to your hands today. Yeah. There will be a release for you from heaven tonight that you will never stop spending till you end your life. Till the end of your life, what will come to you, it will keep flowing forever in the name of Jesus. Joseph of Arimathea went to that man and said, you see, I need the body. Let's go to the next verse. Next verse. And he went to Pilate, that's the man, and spoke to him, give me the body of Jesus. Please, can I have the body of Jesus? Can just an ordinary person walk up to a person as big as fire and say, please, I want the body of Jesus? Except the person has resources. Can just a bloody person walk into a palace and demand for the body of somebody that was slaughtered by the whole city? That is why God must transfer something to your account today. Some of you are here. Between now and tomorrow night, the kind of blessing that will flow to you, those that forgot you, is as if they suddenly remembered you, all of them together. All of them together is as if they did meeting to shower you with blessing. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Suddenly, those that forgot you will begin to remember you in the most amazing manner. I can hear your amen. I can hear your amen. Wealth is a profit of dedication. Wealth, the dedicated is the wealthy. The dedicated is the rich. The dedicated is the prosperous. The more dedicated you are, the more prosperous you become. The more dedicated you are, the more prosperous you become. Today, God will help you in the name of Jesus. Number three, profit of dedication is help from above. Help, help, help. Assistance. Every dedicated man or woman is an assisted person. In Psalms 34 verse 10. Psalms 34 verse 10. You must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that if you are a man or a woman that is dedicated to God, you deserve God's help. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. They will not lack help. They will not lack assistance. Suddenly, forces will come together to bring help to you. Forces will come together to bring help to you. In that your office, you will secure help. In that your organization, you will secure help. In that your office, you will secure help. In that your business, you will secure help. Some of you are here, you run businesses, people will just walk to you and give you capital to enlarge your business. You did not ask for it, they just call you, can I give you some capital to enlarge this business? That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Suddenly help will come for you. Friends, I'm a product of help. I've enjoyed God's help till every day. This morning, 4:30 a.m., somebody that I've not heard for, somebody that left this church, long time, just forgot, as if we did not even have any relationship, just, and me, I don't pursue people. A good sheep follows the shepherd. It knows the voice of the shepherd. You don't need to be pursuing your sheep about. The person knows, this is my pastor. And the person, as I woke up this morning, I saw the text. After I've not even shared, I don't think I've shared with my wife. And it was something that I know that this person should have done a long time ago. But somehow, God steered the person and said, oh yeah, wake up. You have a responsibility to somebody somewhere, far, far, far away in Nigeria. Somebody somewhere here today, help will arise for you today. I say, help will arise for you today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number four, profit of dedication is restoration of lost years. I love this one very much. Everyone that suddenly turns to God the years that he or she has lost will be restored. Joel chapter 2 verse 25 to 27. Everyone who the cankerworm, the palmerworm have eaten up their years. Locusts have eaten up their years. Suddenly those years will be restored. Joel 2, 25 to 27. Those years will be suddenly restored simply because you are dedicated. I will restore to you the years. He didn't say the year. The years. 2 years. 5 years. Seven. Things you should have done long time ago you didn't do. Suddenly you do it and you catch up with those that have done it in the past. I'm speaking about something that will happen to somebody now. If you are that person, shout a big amen. If you are that person, shout a big amen. Those that have gone ahead of you, you will catch up with them and overtake them. I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty. Somebody say amen. And be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that had dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. You will never be ashamed. And look at this in verse 27. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. And that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. You will never be ashamed. Restoration of years is very easy for the dedicated. The loss of years is always also easy for the undedicated. The undedicated lose years. The dedicated recovers the years. Friends, mark it. Every single year that it looks as if it's a loss to you shall suddenly become a bonus for you. It shall suddenly become a bonus for you. Every year that has been lost in the past, you will gain them in a thousandfold. 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 Restoration of years is a major blessing of the dedicated. Restoration of years. If somebody is sleeping beside you, jack the person and say, can you be sleeping under this anointing? Don't sleep. Number 5. Let me rush now so that we can pray. We'll try to round up. I wanted us to round up at 5 before, but I've changed my mind. So we'll round up earlier than that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number 5 prophet of dedication is connection to the mind and the voice of God. The dedicated is connected to the mind and the voice of heaven. It's like a dedicated person is plugged to the frequency of heaven. You hear heaven audibly. You hear the drum beats of heaven. You are like the sons of Issachar. You have understanding of the times. Your spiritual antenna is sharp. I was telling somebody today about something. I saw somebody and I told Pastor Moshebi, I said, something is inside this person. And I asked the person, there's nothing. There's nothing. And about 9 months after, we discovered that exactly that time I said it, something was inside the person. That is, somebody was thinking of something. And I said, this person is thinking of this thing. And I asked, they said, no. When you are dedicated, you have access to discrete information. Information that others don't have because of your dedication. God gives you his mouth, speaks to your ears. Somebody is here tonight. Your deaf ears spiritually shall be popped open tonight. You will hear from heaven audibly. I say you will hear from heaven audibly. You will hear from heaven audibly. What makes the difference between one Christian and another, a Christian that is breaking through and another that is failing, is the voice of God. The voice of God. The Bible says, once as God said it, twice have we heard. That what? Power belongs to him. May you hear from God today. May you hear from God today. May you have that grace to hear from God today. In the name of Jesus. And may God speak to you from time to time. It's one of the prophets of dedication. Because you know when to take a step. You know when to fast. You know when to wake up. You know when to do vigil. 21 days vigil. 7 days vigil. You know when to study more. The Spirit will tell you, you are not studying enough. You are not studying enough. Wake up. Study. Is this the number of chapters you'll be studying per day? Is this the number of chapters you'll be reading per day? Wake up. What's wrong with you? That's the voice of God. Number 6, prophet of dedication is being famous positively. That is God, or what I call divine announcement. Everyone dedicated to God is announced. Your business is not a covered up business. The days of your business just being a corner is gone. Because somebody is here. By the time you are doing this Christmas this year, your business will be minimum 7 times bigger than what it is now. I say your business shall be minimum 7 times what it is presently. Somebody is coming out of a corner. You are coming out of that corner where you are, and God is taking you to a big place. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Divine announcement is a product of dedication. The dedicated is announced. The dedicated is always announced. God announces them. God announces. How many of you know the story of Haman and Mordecai? Is that where? Begin to walk in front of you and go and announce everywhere. Go and tell everybody everywhere that this is what happens to the person that the king wants to honor. There is at least 14 people here tonight. The king will honor you. Amen. I said the king will honor you. Amen. And everybody will know that God has honored you. Amen. Everybody will know that God has honored you. Amen. Your wife will know that God has honored you. Amen. Your husband will know that God has honored you. Amen. Your children will know that God has honored you. Amen. Listen to me. Where you were disrespected before, because they feel you don't have results, in this season, in that same place, they will have standing ovation for you. I said they will have standing ovation for you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Divine announcement is a product of dedication. Number 7, trying to rush so that we can close on or before 4 a.m. Prophet of dedication number 7, is deliverance from imminent shame. Deliverance from shame. Psalm 34, verse 5. God does not want you to be ashamed. Shame is not from God. Anywhere you see shame, you know that devil is at work. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. They looked at him means they were dedicated. I look at my wife all the time because I'm focused and dedicated to her. To me, she's the most beautiful woman in the whole world. Worldwide, as in WWW. They looked unto him and their faces were lightened. And they were not ashamed. Your looking to God in dedication is the gateway to your escape from being ashamed. I know, as long as I continue to focus on this God, I can't be ashamed. Vickies, you are here. There's a song that God gave me. I don't think I've sang it yet in Yoruba. We'll sing it very soon. Mo faye mi fun o Olorun alagbara. Mo faye mi fun o Olorun wa tori se shanu mi o aye mi ni lati dara shanu mi o aye mi ni lati dara. Mo faye mi fun o Olorun alagbara. aye mi won olorun wa tori se janu mi o aye mi ni lati dara janu mi o aye mi ni lati dara mo fa aye mi olorun ala wara mo fa aye mi Olorun wa tori se shanu mi o aye mi ni lati dara shanu mi o aye mi ni lati dara. You will not be ashamed. Your putting your life into God's hands is the ticket to your escape route from being ashamed. They looked unto him. Their faces were lightened, and they were not ashamed. For as long as you are looking unto him, you escape shame. You escape shame. You escape disaster. You escape disaster. You escape problems. The pit the devil has dug for you, they and their children, they will fall inside it. Anybody waiting for your shame or my shame, they will enter into that pit of shame they have dug for us. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. You know how Haman was looking for the shame of Mordecai, and eventually the same place, the same gallows that Haman was planning for Mordecai, he was hung there. The same. That's why he's dedicated. People are dangerous human beings. They are dangerous human beings. You shoot bullet at them, they catch the bullet, they throw it back at you. Because their hands are made of iron. Their hands are made of iron. Anybody shooting arrows at you, those arrows shall be returned back to them. Anybody shooting bullets at you, that bullet shall be returned back to them. If I were you, I would say a good amen. If I were you, I would say a good amen. See, you don't need to be a bad person to have enemies. You don't need to be a bad person to have enemies. Your righteousness and your righteous living is an attack on their own iniquitous living. So they hate you. Hello? I say your standing for God, your desire to stand for God is a threat. They hate you because you are talking of things like that. Say, are you saying now that we are the ones that are not okay? You are okay. So they because of that want to hate you. But those that hate you unjustly shall be judged today. I said they shall be judged today. I said they shall be judged today. Let me hear your loudest amen. One of our students came to me, I think in the course of this week or last week, and was telling me that a lecturer, one of our students that just graduated, that a lecturer has been pursuing her since Remedial days. I said, I must. And that lady is very pretty. He said, I must sleep with you. And now you are in final year, and they made the mistake of making me your supervisor. So you will not get it. I said, I like to handle such issues. I said, that's my area of specialization. So write his name here. That is my area of those that want to bring shame to you, we are agents from God to judge them. If they refuse to repent, we kill them. Just few buttons. Pam, 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 pam. That's all. Anybody that is determined to bring shame to your life, today God will judge them. Anybody that says that your joy shall be terminated halfway, that person shall be judged today. Let me hear your loudest amen. And number 8, where we stop tonight. Make sure you are not sleeping at this time, because this one is so important. Number 8, prophet of dedication is called rest. The dedicated is the restful. In Joshua 21 verse 44, Joshua 21 verse 44 explains to us how your dedication can result in rest for you. How your life of dedication can bring about a time of rest. Somebody is here today, you enjoy rest. You enjoy rest. You enjoy rest. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. In every area of life, you will enjoy rest. Rest over your business. Rest over your marriage. Rest over your children. Rest over every areas of your life. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Why did it take you so long? And the Lord gave them rest round about. Let's read it together, everyone. Now, if somebody is sleeping now, wake them up. Because this one, if they are sleeping, the enemy doesn't want them to have rest, Neil. And they must have rest. Oh yeah, everybody. If somebody is sleeping, wake them up. Wake them up. Oh yeah, everybody, read it now. One, two, go. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he swore unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. Anyone dedicated to God enjoys rest. Do you know why? God will deliver their enemy to their hands. He will drag their enemy and put, give, and go. Anything you want to do for this enemy, do it. You want to remove your eye, remove it. If you want to, anything you want to do. That's why in Exodus 14 verse 14, Exodus 14 verse, he said, I will fight for you. You will hold your peace. Tonight, anybody that says you will not have rest, God will judge them. Anybody that says that your dedication to God, it will be in vain, God will judge them. Anybody that says that you will not have peace in your marriage, in your marital life, concerning your baby, concerning your children, concerning your husband, your wife, God will judge them. Let me hear your loudest amen. Listen. Your dedication has profit, and it must pay off. Rise up on your feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.